I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, April 14th. The Quincy School Committee has voted that the last day of school in Quincy will be June 17th. Officials have decided that online learning will be held the week of April school vacation, except for April 20th, which is Patriots Day. The Quincy City Council has approved $3 million in improvements to the Broadmeadows Middle School. Those funds will be used to continue repairs to the boiler room at the school, which was severely damaged by floods from a series of storms over 2 years ago. The improvements will include making that school more flood-resistant for future storms. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says the surge in coronavirus cases is now hitting, with 357 cases in the city right now and 14 deaths. 109 people have recovered. Jones says they're seeing at least 25 new cases per day in Quincy. She expects that number to rise. Especially hard hit is the Quincy Rehabilitation and Nursing Home on McGrath Highway, where the crisis is now being managed by the State Department of Public Health. Several cases have also been reported at Quincy public housing facilities, especially O'Brien Towers. Officials are urging all residents to stay home, and no visitors are being allowed into the buildings. Yesterday's wild winds are being blamed for sparking a one-alarm house fire at 173 Fenno Street in Quincy. Officials say a tree limb brought down some power lines, causing the electrical panels in the basement of the multifamily home to short-circuit, sparking a fire that burned the ceiling joists. Firefighters were able to douse the blaze before it spread to the rest of the house. However, power was cut. The house is not currently livable. There were no injuries. There were multiple tree limbs down and power outages across Quincy due to the storm yesterday, and some parts of Squantum are still without power today. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Tuesday, April 14th.